Going back to sort of patient education and the patient starting on an AI or an anastrozole like this one, what do you say to them about bone?
We spend a lot of time talking about the mechanism of action of aromatase inhibitors and that it really truly reduces the amount of circulating estrogen in a postmenopausal woman. And I will draw a schematic of that for the patient so that they can understand that they have less estrogen circulating in their system. And because
that they
of
have
that,
it.
Right.
Are a lot of them surprised that they still have estrogen?
Yes, they are. They're very surprised because they assume once they go into menopause that that's the end of their estrogen production. Then we move into talking about why estrogen is important in terms of bone health, and then we talk about things that they can do to protect themselves from osteoporosis or osteopenia. And, you know, the important thing to highlight for these patients is that osteoporosis is an American problem. It's not solely a problem with patients with breast cancer. However, because we, with aromatase inhibitors, we're reducing estrogen levels, it's more of a problem for them. So that the importance of the lifestyle changes are very important.
What about bone density monitoring? Do you do that?
We do bone density monitoring. We typically would like to initiate, and we do that by DEXA scan, and we like to initiate that either prior to starting an aromatase inhibitor, if time avails us to do that, or we would do it in conjunction with initiating an aromatase inhibitor. Typically, patients have come to us with a DEXA scan done in the past, especially our postmenopausal population. So we have a frame of reference which we can work off of. And then we try and screen them every 1 to 2 years, depending on the findings.
We know that in the major clinical trials that established the AIs, like ATTACC, they really didn't do aggressive bone monitoring or using bisphosphonates or any of these things that you're talking about. We've now, since we saw an increased fracture rate in those trials, we're much more sensitive to this, we're much more aggressive about it, what you just described.
I again reinforce that osteoporosis is a problem of the American public, both male and female, higher incidence with females, but in both genders. We do spend a lot of time speaking to the patients about the importance of DEXA scans and then follow-up. And, you know, we're aggressive at starting the bisphosphonates, the oral bisphosphonates for patients with osteopenia, just because of that increased risks.
Now, with this woman, did you bring up the possibility of tamoxifen, or you just said, hey, we think you should take anastrozole?
We talked about tamoxifen as being the gold standard for hormonal management of breast cancer. However, we spoke about the three trials and the superiority of the aromatase inhibitor over tamoxifen, as well as because of her weight and her inactive lifestyle, the increased risk of thromboembolic events with tamoxifen gave us more reassurance that we should at least attempt the aromatase inhibitor category for her.
Did you bring up the issue of endometrial cancer with her in tamoxifen?
We talked about it being a small risk
with tamoxifen. Was she concerned about that?
Patients always come to us with concerns about developing a secondary cancer.
Right. So how did she do on the Arimidex?
She's been on the Arimidex for about 2 months now. She does report some joint pains and body aches, although she's continuing on and it's not any debilitating factor. The patients where we've started to change them to a different aromatase inhibitor or perhaps go to tamoxifen is where we've really had them on it for about 6 months and they find it worse instead of getting better.
So at this point, she's pretty comfortable, no major problems?
Right, correct.
Did she have vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes before you started the Arimidex?
No, she was older and had been through menopause, had been through hot flashes at a younger age, I think around the age of 53, for a short period of time, but did not encounter any vasomotor changes with the aromatase inhibitor.